Welcome to VI Talk, sharing ideas, information, and support.
You probably hardly need me to tell you that the United Kingdom goes to the polls in a general election on Thursday, May the 7th, in what some observers and some politicians are calling the most significant election in a generation. To be eligible to vote, and in certain parts of the UK there are also local, mayoral and parish council elections on the same day, you must be registered to vote. And the voter registration deadline is Monday, the 20th of April. Now, that may be the deadline for receiving applications for registration. However, everyone is being encouraged to register as soon as possible. And the registration procedure has now changed. In the past, people were registered as part of a household, but now everyone must be individually registered. Now, you can register to vote if you are 16 years old or over, but you can't actually vote until you are 18, and you are a British, Irish, Commonwealth or European Union citizen who is resident in the UK. This is, of course, the first part of the process that, by law, must be fully accessible to blind and partially sighted people. We spoke to Hugh Huddy from RNIB's campaigns team about the practical aspects of either getting registered to vote in the first place or checking that you are already registered. And we asked Hugh where a vision-impaired person should start in that process.
The best thing to do is to ring your local council. So you can ring the switchboard, ask to be put through to the election office, and then when you get to speak to someone in the election office, say, I'm blind or partially sighted. I can't read the printed information you send through, so this is why I'm calling. I want to know if I'm registered to vote. And please, can you register me? And also, I'd add, to make sure you communicate with me in accessible format so you can use that call not only to say, I want to register to vote, I want to check I'm registered with the right address, but also I want to flag with you now that I need all the information you're going to send to my house leading up to the election, which is critical stuff. Ballot cards and information about where the polling station are and the different parties on the ballot paper, you'll need that sent to you in accessible format. Otherwise, it's just going to come in ordinary print.
And does every local authority across the whole of the United Kingdom have such a department, and are they all able to send out accessible material?
Well, on the second question, they are obliged to under the law. Under the Equality Act 2010, they have to make reasonable adjustments. So yes, they do have to send you accessible formats. As to do all authorities have an election office, yes, they have to have an election office. They all have an election officer. They can be called an ERO, or an Elections Returning Officer, and they will be able to deal with all of the constituents' requirements, including accessibility. That's their job.
So this registration process, can that actually be done over the phone, or does it have to be done with a written form?
The registration process is new. This is the first time the UK has had this thing called individual voter registration. People may remember the time when stuff came to the householder and it was about registering to vote. And the old-fashioned principle that we've been running on until now, and it has finished now, was that the head of the household, whoever that was the person that made sure everyone in the household who was over 18 was registered to vote. That's changed now. Everyone has to individually register themselves. And the way that works is online. If you're a screen reader user or you use screen magnification software and you Google search register to vote, the first link should be the government's register to vote online page, and there's an online form. I'm a screen reader user myself and I filled it in and I had no problems at all. The only problem was that it didn't give you a box to let you tick that subsequently you need accessible communications to your home, which we're lobbying for. But at this stage, it doesn't give you that function, but it does allow you to register to vote, and it is accessible with a screen reader, and we know they've made a big effort to make sure it was accessible. So that's the online system. If you can't get online, then you ring the election office at your local authority. Say, I want to register to vote, and there is a form. They will have to make that form accessible to you, so they'll either send you a braille version or a large print version to fill out. So election officers will use different techniques, but they have to facilitate you to do it. If they say, we'll just send you a printed format and you see if you can get someone to fill it in for you, we've all come across that, it's not acceptable. If you think it's all right for you, then you can choose that if you want. But I think the chances of you getting accessible formats for you to make your own private decision about voting later down the line, you'll kind of just always get sent print once that happens. So I think it is a very important time for all of us who are blind and partially sighted to ring the election officer, the local authority, and say, I'm blind or partially sighted. I'm registered blind or partially sighted in this authority. I want you to send me accessible formats. That's what I want. That's what you've got to do under the law. So do it.
And it sounds to me like, just coming back to the point you made very early on, which is making that one phone call to your local election office and the local election officer and registering with them is actually registering in more than one way, because you're putting your stamp down, aren't you? You're telling them that you have a vision impairment of some sort and that they have to make things accessible to you. So it seems like making this one phone call can actually be done for two very good reasons.
Yes, it's an important call to make. Obviously, we want this process to be automatic. So if you're registered blind or partially sighted, and obviously if you've moved house since you were registered, which for many of us could be years ago, then you have to kind of make sure that your registration is transferred to your local authority from wherever you were before. And that could be complicated. And anyway, the local election officer doesn't currently use that registers of blind and partially sighted people to send out the election information. We want that to be the case. But at the moment, they don't. So this call is really your only way of making sure that the election officer knows that you need accessible formats and that you're on a register. So, yes, you're hitting two birds with one phone call.
And as we heard, the first port of call is the election office of your local authority, wherever you live in the UK. And once again, the voter registration deadline is Monday, the 20th of April. But registering well before then is advised. And the government online voter registration form, plus further information that Hugh Huddy mentioned, can be found at www.parliament.uk/get-involved/elections/register. Now, if you experience any problems, particularly access issues, with the voter registration process, the RNIB campaigns team would be keen to hear from you. And their phone number is 020 7391 2123. Or you can email them at campaigns@rnib.org.uk.
You can contact us by emailing podcast@vitalk.co.uk, on Facebook by searching for VI Talk, on Twitter @VITalkPodcast, and our website address is www.vitalk.co.uk.